It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Humans haven't stepped onto the surface of the moon since the 1970s, but NASA is looking to bring us back with a series of missions called Artemis. The first Artemis mission will not have a human crew. Its launch has been delayed twice in the last couple weeks. NASA's plan is to include people on a launch in 2024 and touch down on the surface in 2025. What are the goals of the mission, and why has the first launch been delayed twice now? Eric Berger is senior space editor at Ars Technica and author of the book Liftoff, Elon Musk, The Desperate Early Days That Launched SpaceX. Eric, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
All right, there are a lot of things we could be trying to do in space. What led to bringing people back onto the surface of the moon becoming a priority again?
It really is a byproduct of the fact that NASA, for a while now, has wanted to get back into deep space exploration with astronauts. Not only have we not been back to the moon in 50 years, we haven't even sent people more than about 400 miles from the surface of the Earth. So the idea was NASA has been trying to figure out sort of the best course, and they've settled upon this plan to go back to the moon for the next 15 or 20 years, kind of figure things out, and then learn from that experience and eventually go on to Mars.
Artemis is a series of missions getting more complex over time, basically. Can you talk about their flight plan for Artemis?
Right. So the first mission, which may launch later this month, it may be later this year, we'll have to see, is basically a test flight of the rocket, the Space Launch System, and the spacecraft Orion, which they're going to fly out to the moon. It has to perform a series of engine firings to get into a proper orbit around the moon. And then it has to be successfully come back at a very high velocity and then, you know, come through Earth's atmosphere and splash down the Pacific Ocean. So if all of that goes well, then in a few years, I know you said 2024, I could very easily see it being later than that, they would fly a human mission out and around the moon and back, essentially a repeat of Apollo 8. And then the moon landing mission would follow on the third one later this decade.
You mentioned it might take longer than that timeline. I said, you wrote recently about some internal documents from NASA that suggest that timeline I laid out, the public timeline, might be really ambitious.
Yeah, you know, NASA spent more than a decade working on the Space Launch System rocket and Orion spacecraft, and it's been derided because it's to some extent been a jobs program for the space agency. But NASA was spending so much on those programs, it really wasn't able to have money left over for important things like landers or spacesuits that are able to function on the surface of the moon. So it's only been about the last year or so that they've started to fund those kinds of things. And if you're going to actually go down to the surface of the moon, you do need a lander and spacesuits and other things. And so because it's going to take a while to develop those, you know, we're probably looking at a lunar landing 26, 2027, 2028, sometime in that time frame.
The goal you mentioned to get astronauts out into space, what are the research interests here? What's the case that NASA is making that not just putting astronauts in space, but putting them on the moon is the best, you know, the best use of resources given competing priorities?
So there are very good reasons to go back to the moon. And you mentioned research. And one of the things about these Artemis missions is that they're not going to the equatorial regions of the moon like Apollo did. They're going to go to the poles, and in this case, the South Pole. And that's challenging because you get some daylight there and some not daylight. And then there's potentially ice at the poles, and in particular in these permanently shadowed regions of craters near the South Pole, which never see the sun. It's believed that there's been accumulations of ice over the eons. And so scientists want to go check that out, and astronauts are a pretty good way of doing that. There are also important geopolitical reasons for NASA to be interested in going back to the moon. China is signaled its intent to send its astronauts there, certainly by 2030 or shortly thereafter. And NASA doesn't want to be in a position of following them, I think, back to the moon.
Talking to Eric Berger, senior space editor at Ars Technica, looking at the Artemis missions, the goal to eventually get people back on the moon. Well, Eric, here we are. As you mentioned, we don't know when this first step is going to go. Can you talk about the couple of delays and what has led to canceled launches?
Yeah, so NASA's been trying for the better part of 6 months now to complete a fueling test of the Space Launch System rocket. This is a huge vehicle, many stories tall, weighs, you know, many, many, many tons. And it's, you know, it, when you fuel it, it takes more than 500,000 gallons of liquid hydrogen and more liquid oxygen on top of that. And it's a real challenge because liquid hydrogen is the smallest, you know, atom. And so it's very, it can get out of crevices and things like that when you're trying to connect these fuel lines to the rocket. And so it's just been a real challenge to dealing with this to fuel the vehicle. And so we've had a couple of countdowns where they've had to scrub it. One was for a hydrogen leak. Another was for other technical problems. And so NASA's, you know, this is the first time they tried to launch this large vehicle. And so they're struggling. And now they're looking, I think, at the first attempt in September 27th of this month, and potentially, if not then, early October.
There was talk, it seemed like, Eric, where, you know, NASA is going to be stepping out of the way in some ways and just kind of facilitating private space exploration in some way. This Artemis mission, how does that play out? Is this an all NASA gig? Is it a public-private joint operation? What's going on?
So this specific mission is definitely an all NASA or all government space mission. Part of the Orion capsule, the spacecraft, is powered by actually a module built by the European Space Agency, but it's all NASA and ESA. As you come into further into the Artemis program, there are commercial elements. For example, the lunar lander we talked about is being provided by SpaceX. NASA went to them and got the best deal for Starship to go down to the surface of the moon. And the commercial spacesuits, or the spacesuits, were also basically NASA will be leasing those from private companies who will be developing their spacesuits for the surface of the moon. So it's starting out all government, but over time it's going to be transitioning to much more of a public-private partnership.
We've got this delayed first launch, assuming that it goes up later this month or whatever, and or whenever, and it's successful. What is the next stage then, assuming we've got an Artemis success to kick things off with?
Right. So the Artemis 1 mission being a success would allow them to move on to Artemis 2. They've got to recover the Orion spacecraft, which is going to, as I say, splash down in the Pacific and really take a good look at its heat shield and make sure that it survived that fiery reentry through Earth's atmosphere. They've actually got to pull some of the computer boxes, about 16 of them, so-called avionics boxes, off of Orion, because they're going to reuse those for the second Artemis mission. And then they've got to announce the crew for that mission. It'll be four astronauts. We know one of them is likely to be a Canadian astronaut. And then get them ready, get the Orion spacecraft and the next rocket ready to launch. And they're saying earliest possible would be summer of 2024, but I would say right now it's more likely at least the first half of 2025 for Artemis 2.
What are you watching for next to see how this Artemis program is going to go and the timeline it works on?
Well, they believe they've patched the hydrogen leak that occurred earlier this month at the scrub second launch attempt. They're going to conduct a fueling test later this month, I think probably in 9 or 10 days from now, basically fuel most of the rocket to see if it leaks again. If that is successful, and if they get permission from the Space Force, which controls the launch range where they're trying to launch from, then they will probably try for a launch on September 27th. And then it's just really just watching, you know, can they execute? Can they get all the way through the countdown and lift this rocket off? I think that, you know, what we've seen on the first two tries suggests that the third well try may not be the charm.
Eric, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Eric Berger, senior space editor at Ars Technica, author of the book Liftoff, Elon Musk and the Desperate Early Days That Launched SpaceX. He was with us today to talk about why NASA is going back to the moon with its Artemis missions and why the project faced delays in its first launch.